feel like as black women, we are the least desirable but the most imitated.
Yes!
And it's like, how does that
change? I like that. Thinking like, about me.
Yeah. Listen, I got a whole lot to say about this topic, y'all.
The Mapo area, enjoying some quality time, some snacks, the great outdoors. We ain't never done it like this before, so y'all know what we're about to discuss is gonna be on that new level because we got us a new environment to record in. I'm trying to answer a question. Why are so many black women single? Talk about it.
But you know what always baffles me is
You baffled, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this
that's
happened
a strong
recently.
Word. That's a good word.
This happened recently.
Okay.
And I met this guy and we're talking, you know, first encounter, whatever. And then the question always comes up, so why are you single? Like, how am I supposed to answer that?
And it's a guy asking you
that. Oh, run through the stats. Oh, you're so beautiful. You educated. You da-da-da. You look good. Why are you still single? What am I supposed to say?
Especially if he asks and I'm like, are you coming to do something about the situation?
Yeah, ring on it. Like,
are you here to...
Are you just doing investigative research?
I don't understand the question. So, therefore, I can't give you an answer.
Yes. This is something I was telling Jazz, though. We were kind of like talking about this briefly, and it sounds like a kind of basic, you know, chit-chat kind of question, but there is empirical evidence and research done to answer the question. There was a book, it was about, I don't remember the name of it, but it was basically talking about the extended adolescence of men. And so because they're staying home longer, they're playing video games longer, they're delaying adulthood, which means they're delaying marriage, which leaves women single longer or potentially forever, because men are less men are available.
Not forever though.
Ever. I mean, so there's a book. There's a book about it. There's evidence that supports that book. That's one reason. I threw that out there.
Well, that can be said of both sides, because if you look at the millennial generation as a whole,
right,
we are more educated, more qualified, more experienced than any other generation before us. And so, you know, what did our parents tell us? Go to school, get an education,
right,
get a career. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
all of these things are delaying marriage for both sexes.
True. Yes and no. Because you told me as well that black women tend to be one of the more educated groups minorities in America.
Yeah.
So I think while our parents have kind of put that out there, hey, do this, get more, whatever, I think a group of us, black women in particular, have taken heed. We are getting out, doing more, and there's more opportunities for us. There's more, we've taken more roles and responsibility.
Yeah.
You see that now. So I don't know. I think the male response and the female response to the changing times we live in have been different. I don't think we are equally apt to stay at home in our mama's basement and play video games.
That's real specific.
Who I don't know. Okay.
But I think there's several factors. Okay, so there's education.
Right.
There's race. It's definitely a problem among black women, and it's acute among women of faith. Like, there is
singleness, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There is something about women of color who happen to be women of faith where this thing is just like rampant. Like, everybody's single. Like, you walk into a church, all the females are single. And it's not because there are no men around.
Forever.
There has to be another reason. Like,
okay. Right.
So then what are those reasons? I think you're saying like it's a very multifaceted type of situation.
I mean,
it's not
complex.
Just one.
Yeah.
It's not just one answer.
Yeah.
One clear defining thing. But it's a lot. It's the independent woman part.
Yes.
You know, as women, we're like, you know, we're trying to be independent. It is the absence maybe of mature men that we're looking
role
for.
Models. Right.
That part.
You mean
it,
that they're not mature? Okay.
Right. From our perception.
Right. Right. Right.
Let's talk about the independent woman thing.
Yeah, let's talk
about
it.
Go ahead. Because we all sit here quite independent.
All right. So, independent woman. All right. We know this was strong in the early 2000s with Destiny's Child when they came out with the track Independent.
Right.
And it's always been, I think women of color have always been taught and raised to be independent and to be self-reliant.
By the lack of opportunity to be otherwise.
But going back to what you were saying about being independent, because I feel like where you're going with it.
No, I just want to flat out say it. I'm not an independent woman. Like, I'm ready to depend on
a man.
I just wanted to say it.
I don't sugarcoat. If I got something to say, I'm going to put it out there. And I just put it out there. I'm not this strong, independent woman type. I don't need a man. I do everything on my own. There's no use in my life. There's no room in my life for a man. That's not true.
Right.
And I don't ever want to give off that vibe. Maybe sometimes I do, but that's not my intention. I think there is a place for a man in a woman's life. Like, you can't just be like stone cold.
So you're saying, like, the independent woman, if you are that way because that's the way you're raised, is not to say you don't need a man. You're saying, hey, like, despite the fact that I was raised this way, I'm still dependent.
Yeah. We're redefining what the word independent woman means.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean isolated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it doesn't mean solitary, like, by yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
or and angry.
And
it
angry.
Doesn't mean
right.
angry.
Like, you remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about strength.
Right.
We talked about the angry black woman and what strength meant. And
right.
It doesn't mean, you know, that my strength means that, in like a negative way. And
yeah.
the same thing with independent woman. It doesn't have to necessarily mean that I don't need a man.
Because
I'm with you on that. I am an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
But hell if I don't want a man in my life to take care of things that I want him to take care of.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You
right,
know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like that, but I feel like me being an independent woman is part of me being like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and for like companionship, partnership.
Yeah.
Like, you're a strong woman, then you recognize the value in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like playing off of each other, being there for each other, being
right.
strong for each other, whatever it is, just having fun together, just doing life together, existing together.
Right.
All of that is a part of like partnership and companionship.
So let's assume then, because I think there are very many variables to why men are less likely to get married. Let's assume that one of the reasons is that they feel that the independent woman phenomenon has emasculated them or made them null and void. If men felt that way, what would be that one message that you would send to men who feel like, well, she fly, I want to sex with her, but she don't really need a man. She don't really need me. What would you say to that?
I would touch his back and say, listen, boo-boo.
Listen, honey.
You don't need to feel that way.
Look, I'll be like, not
I'm
me,
right
boo.
Here.
Not me.
I need you.
I understand that on both sides, when you go into meeting someone new and kind of starting a relationship or starting a friendship with, you know, someone that you're interested in, you bring along the baggage and the identities of men or women culturally, right? And like,
right,
you
right.
know, specifically. But if you get to that point where the person is open enough to listen to you, then you can explain, like, okay, I understand that this is what you feel about women,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that these are your experiences with women, and I get that. I'm not trying to, like, devalue that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you come along this ride with me, you'll notice that maybe I don't fit the mold that you're always thinking that women
right.
fit into.
Right.
And so if you hear me out on some things, if we can talk through some things, if you give it a chance to see that, I'm an independent, strong black woman, but I'm also a ride or die chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want somebody to be by my side, and I want to be by somebody's side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to do this life on my own forever, ever.
I asked that question because I think one of the things, like, once, like, especially, like, a few guys I dated in the past, once, like, we were out on the first date, they're like, oh, you know what? You're cooler than I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, elaborate, pray tell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you're very intimidating. You're smart. You're well-spoken. You went to school. You got a good job.
Why
you don't
is that
see.
But that's
not the question. I mean, there are reasons. I told you, we can go, there's so many variables, but the fact that he is intimidating is where we got to start. And I'm like, if we have an ice cream together, then I'm in a position to tell you, you know, like, I'm not going to become less so that you can feel less intimidated. But I will, like, say that despite, like, I go to school in the daytime because I need an education, but I go home alone at night,
and that don't feel so great.
there are things I'm very insecure about.
Yeah.
That I do need security in. There are things that I personally struggle with that I need help with. There are bags that I gotta carry that I wish I didn't have to carry that you could help me with.
We talked about this on the last episode.
I don't think we did.
I'm tired of carrying my own bag.
We did it.
Airport.
We did it.
As shallow as that sounds, tired is a real thing. Like, I literally pack less now because I cannot bear to carry two bags no more. Physically, emotionally. Like,
I need a man to help me with my bags. Where you at?
Right. Like, we still. So, I think my sentence to guys that feel intimidated, feel like we got it all, feel like we're independent, we still need you.
Yeah.
I don't just want a man. I need him.
Yeah.
I need him. I need him to know that I need him.
Yeah.
I hope that he would need me too.
Yeah.
But I need him. I'm out here doing this shit by myself the way that I'm doing it by myself because I have no other choice.
Right. Because you have to.
And because I have to. And
that
to men.
Continues the cycle. Right.
And that
not
continues
necessarily
the cycle.
Because I want to.
I do not. Let me put this out there to the universe and to all our listeners. We don't want to be independent like this. There should be two. There should be a partnership. What I won't do though.
It's settled.
Okay. It's settled.
Yeah.
We talk about that some more because that's another thing that a lot of men or, you know, married people will say to single women is your standards are too high. You need to lower them.
Ooh.
So at what point do you decide I'm gonna settle?
Right. Yeah.
Or
what's the difference?
Have quite what I want.
What's the difference between settling and compromise?
Ooh.
Because that's the fine line. The fine line is between settling and compromise. Because here's the thing. We're our own people, right? We have our own stuff, and so does the other person.
Yes.
But when you come together, I've heard so many people say that you realize how selfish you are.
Yeah.
You know, because your whole life has been about you, everything you want, everything you desire, and then the other person as well. But then you got to come together and try to bridge that, right?
Yeah.
And so it's the difference. There's always going to be compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're never going to get everything you want out of one person, and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
That person that you're with should not be your source of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so of course there will be compromise, but I think the challenge is what's the difference between compromise
and
settling.
Jasmine says this all the time. She says every woman has to determine for herself what love is going to be, what this is going to be. She always says that, and I always forget that. I'm always looking for a golden standard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, especially in this, like, season of life, I'm like, yo, settling for me is to be with a guy who is not kind.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't show concern for other people.
Yeah.
If somebody drops a drink next to him, he doesn't even notice that it happened.
Mm.
That's settling.
Yeah.
To be with a guy who has no, like, nunchi up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, for me, a character trait that stands out is integrity.
Yeah.
Like, if I recognize that a man lacks integrity,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge red flag to me.
Yeah.
And that would be settling for me because that's something that I value a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that I hold myself to, you know?
Yeah.
And so I can't see myself with a partner who doesn't value it and show, like, demonstrate integrity. You know,
and they're gonna bring that out of you as well. Like,
right.
if this is something that you hold yourself to, you want someone to hold you accountable to that standard, not someone who's gonna lower that.
Yeah.
That's why it's an issue of settling.
Yeah.
How about for you, Julia?
I think a big one for me is someone who's passionate.
Yeah.
Like, someone who has a love of something other than themselves. Like, they're passionate about something, you know what I mean? Because that drives them to do something, to have an impact, something like that, you know what I mean? Like, they just have a passion for something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I really love and appreciate, like, in another person, you know? I think even just friends wise like, I've surrounded myself with people who have passion for something, for others, because that's just a trait that I find very attractive in other people. So that's kind of something that I've realized is, like, a non-negotiable. And like you said, Candace, there were other things where I think I was holding people to this standard because other people told me that was
that's
the standard that I needed it to be.
Yeah.
You know, and then I realized for myself, and I really had to do the work in my own heart and mind.
No,
like,
one can do that for you.
Right. Like, is
you
that really something that I care about? Like, and not that I don't care, but was it a red flag for me?
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Like, was it a hard line of no, if this person does not have it, then I'm out or not.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, like you said, everybody has to decide that, and you can't let other other people make those decisions for you.
Yeah. I think we've been fortunate enough to still have the time to sit down and say, wait. Let me see for myself.
Yeah.
Because you get that message of this is what you need or this is what a man is really early, mm-hmm. like quite early.
Quite early.
And you could be married by the time you figure out that, well, yeah. wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then it's too late.
That's a problem. I think the difference between settling and compromise, like, I don't think it's wise to settle on things that are like character flaws or who someone is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think compromise comes when it comes to like how you do something or how like lifestyle things that are not mm-hmm. attest to your core values. So I think when you're in a relationship, you learn how to communicate, you learn how to serve the other person or love them in a way that they want to be loved. That's compromising because you're not doing things for yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think settling is more like
the character.
Yeah.
So it's a who versus how. Like we could compromise on how you do stuff, but there can be no compromise on who you are.
Yeah.
It's gotta be there.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's pretty good. So then what's the verdict? Do you think black men want us or no?
We are the most imitated.
That's true.
But the least right desired. Like, how does that even work out? That doesn't even make any kind of sense.
Right.
It's like you're chasing after a counterfeit when you got the real thing right here,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want her. Like,
that's a great question.
I don't know. That's like a pregnant pause because I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, so people talk about, oh, black women have a huge issue with black men dating white women. Okay, my issue is not with black men dating white women. My issue is with black men dating white women who think they're black or who want to be black. Like, that's where my issue is. Like, that don't make no kind of sense to me. And why would you do that when you could just have a sister? You know what I'm saying? What's the point? Why?
No, I'm laughing because there was this episode of Dear White People and that question was asked, but the answer was a one-word answer, a body part situation. And I think that my actual media answer. Because it's just shit that black women just won't do. We just won't do it. And that's, maybe that's a deal breaker for some people.
Maybe it is.
But I never thought about it like that. I think that's a good sentence. We are often imitated.
Yeah. And so underappreciated.
Yeah, so underappreciated. Yeah. But I will say this, especially being in Korea, black men, y'all sleeping on black women, but these other men are not. Because Korean dudes are checking for us. White guys are checking for us. Hey. And they will do what black men want. So there. I don't know. They go both ways. What I'm trying to say is they go both ways. If you want a Becky who look like Benita, then fine. We will get a Dan who look like Dante. They go both ways.
Oh, man.
So do you guys feel like our unique situation as expats further complicates the situation?
I think our unique situation as the title expat complicates it. Like, I don't think that it's like me physically being here makes me less likely to like date black men. I actually being here, like, I've dated quite a few black men here.
Yeah.
But when I go home, there are things I know, there are ways I move, there are experiences I've had that make me, when it comes out, that's what I've been doing. Like, where are you coming from? What you've been doing? Oh, I was that?
I think the perception is when people hear that we've been in Asia for so long is that either we date Korean men or...
And we ain't checking for black men no more.
Yeah. Which is false.
We're not those types.
Oh, it's false for me. Is it false for you?
No. I just thought, I just put something together. I was like, oh, that's why they act like that. I was hey guys, what's wrong? And they're like, they're thinking, oh, she only dates Korean men.
Yeah.
And I did say that in early episodes.
Yes.
So, audience.
Clarify.
Let me clarify. I date lots of different types of men, not just Korean men. I love black men. My daddy black, my brother's black.
Yeah, daddy black girl.
He is, and some people don't believe that to be true. But
the percentage of black men available to us is significantly lower as expats living in a predominantly Asian city.
Right. Yes.
Therefore.
But now I realize what you said. The reason for that could be that they think that we don't like them. They think, why would you come to Korea if you weren't into Korean dudes?
Right.
Why would you stay this long? How could you have stayed this long without dating one of them?
Single black women, are we at the bottom of the totem pole? Because we're expats. Like, I wonder.
I think we might be.
I wish we could have shown a clip of your face. Right
there, the calculations that went on. That she
no,
like, oh,
like I really, I was, because I really hadn't thought about it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, I really did think we might be.
Because it's like, okay, even practically speaking, we're walking down the street every day.
Yes. Right.
We're surrounded by Asian people.
Yes.
But then when you see a black man, you kind of like, ooh, black man, you kind of perk up. Like,
you do perk up.
Yeah, you do.
But then when we go back home, as soon as we step off the flight.
Right.
Everybody and their mama is trying to holla, and
yes.
You're getting hit on from
the immigration line.
Yeah, from the immigration line to the gas station to the restaurant.
Yeah, that gas station holla is everything.
Right? And so your access to black men has just like exponentially increased.
Yeah.
So you should
be stateside, you know?
So you should not be single. Okay.
So do you see how complex this whole
thing is? Right. It's not, it's not an easy answer. It's not simple.
I think we can only speak on it from our side, though.
Right.
I think that we're going to need some male response in the comments. So this week is a challenge. Don't just listen.
Yeah.
And then let that autoplay put you back in the next episode. Listen. Hit us up on the cloud where you can comment as you listen. We are very eager to respond.
Yeah.
Give us your feedback. Let us know. Is it just our perception or is this a real phenomenon? Because, I mean, we got degrees over here. We ain't afraid of a little research.
No.
We will find a solution.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Until next time, y'all.
Until next time.